Okay. What's meditation number 20? What's the picture? Yeah, it's a bird's nest, okay? And we started to talk about it yesterday, but let's talk a little more. This represents how perceptions are nested in each other, okay? Like the way that an egg is in a bird's nest. Anytime you are seeing something or hearing something, there are perceptions inside of perceptions. What do you call those Russian dolls, inside dolls? Matryoshka or something? Matryoshka. So there are dolls within dolls. You open up one, and then there's another one, and you open up one, and there's another one. So when you're looking at things, normally you are having some correct perceptions, and you are having some wrong perceptions at the same time. And they are nested inside of each other, okay? The study of that is called pramana. It's a beautiful subject. If we have extra 15 years after Lam Rim, we should do that. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Beautiful. Okay? But in the meantime, so pramana means sadumilui rikpa. What's that? A fresh perception which is not wrong. Okay? That's the definition of pramana. One of the most important ideas in Buddhism is pramana. You know, when are you having a correct perception and when are you having a wrong perception? Okay? 99.9999999% of all your perceptions are pramana, okay? When you look at your breakfast, or you see your friend's face, or you listen to music, everything's okay. You are having correct perceptions. Almost all of your perceptions are correct, okay? And then sometimes, and in Buddhism, we say due to other factors, you have a misperception, okay? I one of my favorite examples is when you're at a stoplight and there's two cars on each side of you, and if both of them back up at the same time, then you think your car's going into the intersection. You start slamming on the brake, you know? You get all scared, and you're like holding the brake, and then suddenly you realize it's just their cars are moving back. It's not that your car is moving forward. So that's a non-pramana, okay? Non-correct perception. In relationships where feelings get strong, you have many non-pramanas, okay? Jealousy, oftentimes you have a you know, your partner is like doing something on their cell phone, and you walk in the room and they're like, they go like that, you know. Then you're like, who are you texting? And they're like, oh, nobody, you know, just checking something. And then you start to have a non-correct perception. Actually, they're online buying you your birthday gift, and they didn't want you to see. But you, because of your jealousy, you actually perceive that they are texting some other person, they have a other relationship or something like that, okay? So strong emotions can twist your perceptions, okay? They can change your perceptions, all right? Those are two examples, one in the physical world and one in the emotional world, okay? Oftentimes when you're sick, if you have a bad headache or your body hurts for some reason, then everything looks darker and you see lots of things that aren't really there, okay? So these are common misperception. Why is Kamala Shila talking about that here? He says all the time we have correct perceptions going on and mistaken perceptions going on nested inside of each other. So, I don't know, when you look at the light on the ceiling and you're looking at it, then you're always having at least two perceptions are mixed together, okay? Nested inside of each other like matryoshkas, okay? Like, is it a light? We have to say yes. But the feeling you have about it, which is indivisible from the perception of the light, is that, I don't know, Floss Barber, right? Gave these lights. She's an interior designer in Philadelphia. She's very generous. She gave all the carpets and all the lights many years ago. And so when I see these lights, I remember Floss and I think about her and how generous she was. My feeling about where these lights came from is all connected with Floss, the person who gave them, you know. And it's not my first impression that I'm so glad I smiled to somebody 10 years ago and planted the seeds for this bright light. You see what I mean? It's not, if you ask me, Geshe Michael, where did the light come from? Because I teach it all day, sometimes I remember, rarely, it's coming from me. I must have given light to someone in the past, okay? But it's not my first impression. You know, when I'm looking at the light, I don't automatically think, oh, I have to remember to smile today or this light will break. Okay? I don't think like that, okay? And so I have a wrong perception, wrong feeling about the light going on all the time. The reason Master Kamala Shila brings it up here is that he's talking about going to a lecture, a DCI lecture, where someone's explaining the pen, okay? Someone's explaining the pen, and you go to the lecture, and while they are explaining how the pen comes from your mind, you are feeling that the pen came from the factory or my money. Okay, while Geshe Michael is up there, Geshe Michael's also having the same feeling. He's talking about the pen is coming from your mind, you know. But then if he wants another one, he will call somebody in New York or LA and say, can you get me some of those Japanese pens, you know, the ones I like? You know, his feeling while he's teaching the pen in Singapore is that he can only get them if he pays money and talks to his friend in New York. You see what I mean? So even while you are understanding emptiness, you are thinking the opposite. Okay? Okay? That's what Master Kamala Shila is talking about. Only when you see emptiness directly do you also feel the correct way about the pen. Okay? Or ultimate reality. Okay? It's very interesting. Even when you're understanding emptiness through a talk, you are misunderstanding it at the same time. Okay? And those perceptions are always nested in each other. Okay? What's interesting is that if you hear the pen a lot and you start to understand it, even while you're misunderstanding it, that's enough karma to do what? Keep you out of the three lower realms, okay? If you understand the pen deeply, it's impossible after you die to go to be an animal or to go to hell, okay? It's a guarantee. It's called a guarantee, okay? It's a gokten, okay? It's the, which one? Third truth. Second, third. Third, you ended suffering, okay? That's an end of suffering, permanent. It never changes, okay? All right? But even when you collect that kind of seed which freezes your other seeds, your bad seeds, you are still having nest. In the nest, there's a misperception, okay? You still don't understand the pen on some level, okay? And especially, you don't understand the Kursum. What's the Kursum? Yeah, you don't understand the person understanding, you don't understand what they're understanding, and you don't understand the understanding. Okay, those three parts, deep in your heart, you see them as coming from their own side. That's why Lord Buddha, when he taught the Diamond Cutter Sutra, one of the first subjects is when you perform the first perfection, when you're sharing things with other people, try to be aware of where the other person came from. Try to be aware of why you met them. Try to be aware of the emptiness of yourself and the gift as well, okay? Try to be aware that all these things are coming from your seeds, okay? The other person, you, and the fact that you met each other today so you could give them something is not accidental. It's not random. It's not good luck. It's coming from seeds, okay? Everything, okay? So give your giving without staying in things, right? Diamond Cutter Sutra. Okay. All right, let's go to the next one. Where is that? Oh, I like this one because you can understand it. My teacher taught me Abhidharma Kosha for 12 years. I didn't understand almost anything. And when it came to a simple part, I was so happy. I said, I understand that. You know. So, just after he says, while you're understanding the pen, you are also misunderstanding something about the pen, okay? And about yourself. Just after he says that, he says, Buddha says to Subhuti, this is what I meant when I said in an earlier sutra, okay? Those who understand that this presentation of the Dharma is like a ship, leave even the teachings of the Dharma behind. Okay? Okay? It's kind of scary to me, you know? Buddha told Subhuti, you know, because you misunderstand while you're understanding the pen, there's something about that teaching that you should leave behind. And what they're talking about is you're like the Connors and you live in Los Angeles and you decide to go visit Xiaoping and Xiamen, which is on the coast, right? And so you just jump in a rowboat and you row across the Pacific Ocean and you finally hit Xiamen. And, you know, Allison says, you know, let's visit Utaishan? Tsongkhapa's? No, you went to some mountain where you had the children's program. What's it called? Utaishan. So, you know, she's like, we'll take you to the five peaks. Riwo Tsenga. In Tibetan, Utaishan is a Riwo Tsenga. We'll take you to the five peaks where Tsongkhapa was spotted after he died, like Jesus after the... Okay? So, you know, James and Kristen say, okay, thanks, Allison, let's go. And they pick up the boat and they start walking to the Five Peaks Mountain, you know. And then Allison's like, but, you know, You could just leave that on the beach and you can pick it up later when you go back to LA. You know, you don't really have to carry it up the mountain. Okay? So that's why the photograph is what? It's a boat on the beach, okay? The fisherman dragged the boat up on the beach and then, you know, went home to have dinner, okay? He didn't carry the boat home, okay? So Buddha says, you should leave behind that boat as well, okay? And most people think it means, when I get so smart, I won't need the Dharma books anymore. And I will donate them to the javelinas, to the wild pigs at Diamond Mountain. They can eat pumpkins and read Dharma. And then, because at that time, I'm so smart, I can just leave behind the Dharma teaching, okay? I don't need the books anymore, okay? Then that's not what Buddha's talking about here, okay? Buddha's talking about three, Kamala Shila says there are three boats you have to leave behind, okay? Three boats you have to leave behind. First one's easy, because the next sentence in the sutra is, what need to mention what people should do with wrong teachings? Okay, so I don't have to mention what you should do with wrong teachings. Okay, of course, you should leave them behind. Okay, like a boat that you don't need. Okay, people always giving me books, you know, like, Geshe-la, look at this great psychology book, you know, and I'm like, oh, thanks, you know. Then I have a special bag at home, you know. It's the give to charity bag, and the book goes there directly. I just don't need it, okay? Are there some good ideas in the book? Yes. Is there something sweet in the book? I believe so. Is it 100% sweet correct? I don't think so. I have 100% sweet correct. I have 20,000 sweet corrects that John Brady gave me on my computer, online, for free. Nick and Adam doing all that work, you know. Mr. Wu helping to pay for everything. Germans helping to pay for everything. Then Singapore's helping to pay for everything. Shaman people. I don't need, okay, I don't need books that are 50% good or 20% good, okay? I'll tell you something radical, okay? I mean, in Buddhism, we believe that if a book doesn't directly explain emptiness, it's not Buddhist. It's not what Buddha wanted to teach. Okay, like he got invited to some country and they said, will you teach? And he looked at the audience and he said, are they ready for emptiness? And he said, no. Then, okay, I'll teach something else, you know. I'll teach you, I don't know, about yoga or something, you know, because you can't understand emptiness. So then, did Buddha teach other subjects? Yes. Is it what he wanted to teach? No, okay. He wanted to teach Jingan Jing, but he got stuck teaching DCI. Okay, understand? Okay, got it? No, DCI has a lot of Jingan Jing. Okay, so those... So for most of us, it's not books that you have to leave behind. It's YouTube videos, okay? Don't send me useless YouTube video links. I don't want them, okay? I don't care if a fish flew for 15 seconds or this dog stood up with a ball on his nose and, you know, I don't care, okay? Stop sending me these links, okay? I'm busy, okay? It tells me something about you if you're doing this kind of stuff. Okay, wait. This guy just got back, 4-hour drive, overnight, to bring you Diamond Cutter Sutra. Okay, Will, you have special permission to sleep in the class. Just you, though. We'll give those out during the break, okay? Okay. So, a lot of people were working all crazy this week to give you a Diamond Cutter Sutra book. It has 4 languages, English, Tibetan, Sanskrit. Christina, what's her last name? Kasika did the Sanskrit, okay? She put the Sanskrit in there. I cleaned it up a little bit. Then Jigme did the Tibetan and English. And last 2 days, Joanna worked very hard to put in the Chinese. Thank you. Then Mr. Wu showed up late last night and said, "I've got more." And he did a lot of the Chinese. Thank you for that. And Stanley worked for many, many days to help. And thank you for that. And Nicole was the conductor of the symphony. So we'll give it to, and we put the meditations in there. So you can see the flow of the sutra with the meditations, where they go. And you should study it on the plane back home. You can skip the movie you were going to watch. And it's very interesting which parts Kamala Shila likes, and he puts more meditations there. And in some parts he just says, anybody can understand that, okay? All right, let's finish these 3 boats and then we'll take a break, okay? The first boat that's easy to leave behind is stupid books, okay? Things you don't need to know. 99% of YouTube. Or what do they call it? Renren? Anyway, whatever it's called in China. WeChat. Okay, 99% of WeChat, you can just forget it. Leave that boat behind. You don't need it, okay? It's waste your life. You have a rental car that you picked up when you were born. It's gonna wear out, okay? You don't have time to watch all the cool videos on YouTube. You don't have time, okay? Suddenly you wake up, you're 60 years old. You're like, whoa, what happened? This is my grandmother's party. Okay? You're like, whoa, what happened? Okay? Don't think it won't happen to you. It will happen. If you're lucky, it'll happen to you. If you're not lucky, you die before that. Okay? Some car accident. Okay? So don't waste your time. Leave that boat behind. Okay? You don't have time to look at all that stuff. Okay, you don't have time. Okay, then once in a while, a good movie is good. Ken Rinpoche took me to the movies a couple times a year. We went out and had a big dinner. Then every time there's a new Dirty Harry movie, make my day. He will take me to see the Dirty Harry movie, you know, and he loved them. So have a nice time. Don't overwork like Stanley, get sick. Okay? You have to take a break sometimes and go see a useless, violent movie for fun. Okay? Like Star Wars, something. Okay? And that's correct. Okay? Every Dharma person, there's two extremes, lazy and never take a break. Lazy and never take a break. Both of these people fail. Both of these people fail. The lazy people fail before they start. The overworkers quit after 5 years or six, you know, they get tired, burn out. Okay? So you must go see a movie once in a while. Don't forget to take me. Okay. The second dharma you should leave behind is the dharma that you feel is coming this way. That's the hard one. That's a hard one. You see now the flow of the sutra? First he says, even while you are listening to the pen, you are misunderstanding Geshe Michael and the pen and yourself. Even while you are listening to that teaching, that's a teaching that you feel is coming this way from Geshe Michael. I always tell people in DCI talk, if you don't like this talk, it's coming from you. If you do like this talk, it's coming from Geshe Michael. Okay? But the flow here, the link of this section and the last section, it sounds like crazy person. You know, he's saying you don't understand things. By the way, leave your boat behind. And then you need Kamala Shila to tell you there's a connection. Leave behind the teachings that you think are coming from Geshe Michael. Because they're not. They're coming from you. Okay? And I think because Geshe Michael's so cool, you should go home and congratulate yourself. Like Powell should go home, look in the mirror and say, God damn, you made a good Geshe Michael today, you know? That postman was unbelievable. Okay? Who delivered my own teaching to me. Okay, all right, got it? So that's the most difficult one to leave behind, okay? And then it is true that later on you can leave behind the correct teaching which is coming from you. You can leave behind the correct teaching which is coming from you. You don't need all those books. And you can, after you become Buddha, you can donate your ACI notebooks to Diamond Mountain, okay? But that means you have them memorized, you can see them, even if they're 10,000 miles away. You can check them for something, okay? So don't jump to the third one very fast, okay? All right. So I tried to find a picture of three boats on a beach. I think there's three and a half. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, understand? Got it? Okay. Mostly, leave behind the useless internet stuff. That's easy. Second one, when you go to a teaching, while you're listening to the teaching, please try to understand that teaching is coming from you. Okay? That teaching is coming from you. And if you don't want to lose those teachings and that teacher, how do you collect the karma? You must share with other people. You must share with other people, okay? Because every minute you spend in a Dharma class, especially Diamond Mountain, it's expensive karma, really expensive karma, okay? Thousands of seeds canceled off your debit card, okay? Your Dharma debit card. You lost a lot of money since this morning, okay? You lost a lot of seeds since this morning. If you don't refill your tank, you will lose your teacher, or you will lose this retreat center, okay? Or you will lose the Diamond Cutter Sutra. Something will happen, okay? All right? So you have to keep depositing more money in your Dharma debit card. How do you do that? Share what you learned. Share what you learned and share what you learned. Buddha said, he didn't say it that way. He said, share as much as you understand. Okay? Then that makes it easier for us. Do I have to share that thing about the emptiness and emptiness? Well, just share as much as you understand. Oh, okay. Okay, and that's enough karma. Okay, it doesn't have to be correct. Just be honest, you know. Okay, here's the verse I understand. Here's the verse I don't understand. Okay, be honest about what you understand. Okay. Okay, let's do a little bit more. In the next part of the Diamond Cutter Sutra, Lord Buddha asks a controversial question, okay? And he says to Subhuti, what do you think? Is there any enlightenment that someone reaches which is incomparable, perfect, and total? And does that Buddha ever teach the Dharma? Okay? Does anyone reach enlightenment? And does anyone teach the Dharma? And then Subhuti answers the Buddha and says, as far as I understand what you're talking about, I would have to say there's no such thing as a person who reaches enlightenment. And I would also have to say that there's no such thing as the teaching that they give. Okay? No problem? Then Kamala Shila says, he says something very interesting. If you think that Buddhahood itself comes from its own sign, okay? If you misunderstand where enlightenment is coming from, that will slow down your enlightenment. Got it? If you don't understand who makes the Buddha a Buddha, then you are slowing down your own Buddhahood. So when you think about yourself in the future, as a Buddha, you have to be very sensitive to the fact that it's coming from those karmas we talked about. For example, with the 112 signs, right? So it's not, when you see Buddha with 112 signs, that Buddha's not coming from themselves, okay? For one thing, each sign is coming from good things they did in the past to other people. And also the reason why you see the Buddha is because you've done good things in the past. Okay? No Buddha came to this earth by themselves. Okay? Your karma invited them. People always asking me, Geshe-la, you know, I'm going to go to India. Then I say, why? They say, I have to find a teacher. You know? Then I say, you can save yourself a lot of diarrhea. Just plant teacher, 4 steps, right? Number one, I want to have a teacher nearby me. And I did this, okay? I had a same problem. My teacher was far away. And I decide to bring them closer, right? I want to stay near them. Then I just planted the seed, okay? I didn't have to go to some other place, okay? Number one, I want a teacher close to me. Number two, find another person who wants a teacher, okay? Number three, help them to be close to their teacher, okay? Which we might, Catherine, okay to announce? Where are you? It's okay? Reminds me, I have some more good news today. So yesterday, Singapore group gave donation $15,000 for scholarships to the new college in January for teacher training. And Catherine from Beijing this morning gave 10,000 more. Okay. Cool. So Buddha says, when you think about Buddhahood, and especially your own, then don't think it's coming from someplace else, okay? Your teacher comes from you. If you want a teacher closer, then do the 4 steps. What's the 4th step? Yeah, be happy that you're, especially be happy that you're using a new system, okay? So now every time you do step number 4, coffee meditation, you have 2 things to be happy about. Number one, you know, I'm bringing a teacher to me, okay? By sharing what I know with other people, by giving scholarships to SCIM, okay? Then I'm planting. The teacher will have to come to me. Teacher won't have choice. You can force the teacher to do what you want, you see? Okay? And then, 2nd step of coffee mingxiang, coffee meditation there, is that I'm so happy I'm using a new diarrhea-free system to find a teacher, okay? Things are better than when Geshe Michael went to find a teacher in India, okay? Geshe Michael got diarrhea countless times, okay? And things are better now in your life, okay? And you can be happy. Step number 4, I'm so happy I'm using a new system, you know, to get teacher, to get a partner, to get financial help for the things I want to do, okay? I'm so happy that I figured out where things are coming from, okay? I figured out an easier way to get the Dharma than to go to India and get those experiences. Okay, got it? So when you do your step number 4, coffee meditation, please spend 50% of the time on, I'm so happy I have a new system, okay, to get everything, okay? I'm so smart, you know? I'm not doing things the old way. I'm not making money by competing with other people, okay? All right? So meditation number 22 is looking at yourself at the end of a tunnel, okay? Like after all this work, then at the end of the tunnel is me. By the way, now you have the Diamond Cutter Sutra with Stanley's numbers in it, I can just tell you, I'm teaching number 35 right now. Okay? So it's so nice to have Kamala Shila's numbers on the sutra. You can go to sutra part 35, not the meditation, but the verse, okay? And now we can always be on the same page. You always know where I am, okay? I'm teaching verse 35, okay? By the way, what Mr. Wu didn't mention is you only have half of the sutra, okay? That's like those TV shows, on Wednesday they show you the first half. Then they say, you have to tune in tomorrow, Thursday, you can get the second half. It's a kind of Dharma blackmail, okay? If you want the second half, you have to come back. Okay? We're not giving it to you now. Okay? So you are exactly halfway through the sutra. Okay? And of course we can't finish 44, now it became 45, if you notice, meditations. Today, we're not going to finish. So my plan is, it's all on purpose, right? When I come to your country, Singapore or Moscow, Russia or I don't know. What's that place? America. Then we have to get together and learn the other ones, okay? And it's fun, okay? So it's a date. We're going to have a date, okay? We have to do the rest of the meditations together, okay? Or maybe you have to come to Diamond Mountain in April? May. To get number two... February and May? When will two be done here? Before the next retreat? Okay. But I have a feeling you're going to have to do two again just before the Lam Rim, right? Anyway, you can do it at Diamond Mountain. Okay? All right. What's the tunnel here? What am I trying to remind you of? Yeah. Too quick, Peter. Yeah, I want you to remember the death process. And you're getting narrow and narrow. Your mind goes big, right? The white light is big. Then the red light's a little skinnier. And then the black light. And then the crystal. And then... when you hit the crystal, your mind's on a single point, okay? So I want you to think like that. As I go through the tunnel, at the end of the tunnel, waiting for me, is the crystal. And when it comes, I will grab it, okay? So I put some light at the end of the tunnel. That's not the white light, okay? That's the crystal light, okay? And then at the end of the tunnel, you're gonna jump off the subway. Into the Dharma body. Okay, let's go. Let's find the next meditation. The next one is, and it's the last one we'll do today, meditation 23. What's the picture? Yeah, it's a guy, business, young business guy waiting for the bus. Okay? You got that, Jenny? Meditation number 23. He's waiting for the bus. By the way, when you're studying the whole sutra on the way home on the plane, I think you will notice that Kamala Shila has his favorite verses. He doesn't have any meditations for some verses, and other verses he has like five. Okay? So I think you can have some fun checking out, you know, what verses were important to Kamala Shila, okay? Master Kamala Shila, all right? He spent a lot of time on one of the verses in the first course, okay? Like if you look on the sutra, I don't know, a third of the meditations come from one verse, okay? Why do we have a boss in this photo? This relates to a verse, very difficult, okay? Verse number 38. Not meditation number 38, verse number 38, okay? So look at your sutra and look at verse number, it's very short, okay? What's it say? Who wants to read it? Yeah. Peoples who are realized beings, okay? When I say realized being, I mean Arya, okay? Arya, someone who saw, who realized emptiness. It's called, I translate it realized being, okay? Arya. I don't want to say Arya because there was some bad meaning to that word, you know, 80 years ago or something. Distinguish all things through that which is unproduced. Okay, so very confusing verse. Okay, Buddha says, what's the tool that diamond cutter people use to deal with life? It's, and then I'll give you a clue. It's unproduced. Yeah, it's emptiness, okay? It's something which was never caused. Nothing caused it, okay? It will not wear out. It will not get old. It will never change. The tool that diamond cutter people use in the world is emptiness, okay? The Buddha here calls it the unproduced thing. The unproduced thing. And then, okay, I know you're not interested, but I don't care. Then Kamala Shila says, he's talking about a certain sutra. Lord Buddha is referring to a certain sutra, okay? That sutra is called Chöyan Dapa Dupa. Chöyan Dapa Dupa means an excellent summary of things. Okay? Chöyan Dapa Dupa. It's a famous sutra called Summary About Things. Okay? Now, listen. The meaning of that sutra is nothing stops, nothing starts. Why the picture? It's a bus. If you ever commuted, like I did for 19 years, 4 hours a day, you realize the bus never stops. Okay. The two buses go by, the third one stops. Okay. Okay, so that sutra, which Kamala Shila says Lord Buddha is talking about, it says, nothing stops, nothing starts, nothing is cut off, nothing lasts forever, nothing comes, nothing goes. Sound familiar? Nagarjuna, okay? Nagarjuna's most famous book by Nagarjuna. And Nagarjuna is so famous that he has a nickname. Yeah, Buddha come again. Buddha came back is his nickname, okay? The second Buddha, okay? So Nagarjuna wrote an amazing book about emptiness called, it's just called Wisdom, okay? People mistranslate the title. It's just Wisdom, Prajna, okay? It means wisdom. And it's poetry. And you can't understand it unless you have a glass of wine. I shouldn't say that. It's extremely strange book. It's very short, 27 tiny chapters. Tiny. It's all in poetry. And it's a very weird book because if you just did something big and nice to another person, you can read it. And if you didn't just do something big and nice to another person, it doesn't make any sense at all. Okay, it's a proof of emptiness. The book itself is a proof of emptiness, you know. You can go crazy trying to read this book, okay? You have two or three cappuccinos, and you open up this book, you can't understand anything, okay? You go help an old lady for a half hour, then open up the book, suddenly it's very easy, okay? It's a very supernatural book. You should try it. Don't buy any translations, they're all wrong. Honestly, they're not just wrong, they're ridiculous, okay? It's better to watch a bad movie on YouTube. Okay. Okay, very simple and very difficult, okay? What's interesting is, right here, Master Kamala Shila says, he quotes the mother book, he quotes the sutra. So in this part of the Kamala Shila, you can see where did Nagarjuna get his stuff. He's plagiarizing Lord Buddha. And Nagarjuna is one of the most plagiarized people in the world. But he's quoting, it turns out that the famous opening lines of his book are swiped from Lord Buddha, which is, in Buddhism, we think that's good. I'm going to give you the opening lines again. Why? It's good luck that we can study this book in the future together. My plan is after we finish Kamala Shila, let's do wisdom. Okay? Nagarjuna. Okay? So I'll just read you the famous first line, okay? I'll give you a mini long for the first few lines, okay? Kage tenchin dewa chun gapa mepa, ke mepa, chepa mepa, ta mepa, onwa mepa, do mepa, tade demin dunchi me, chepa nyoshi shitenpa, zope sangi manam ki tampa tela chak telo, okay? Very famous opening lines, okay? You taught that things depend on other things. Who's you? He's talking to Buddha, okay? You taught that everything depends on something else. You said nothing stops. You said nothing starts. You said nothing gets cut off. You said nothing lasts forever. You said nothing comes. You said nothing goes. You said nothing is one, and you said nothing is more than one. Okay? You are the highest of all the Buddhas, and I bow down to you. Okay? That's the opening verse. Very famous. Okay? And Kamala Shila says, that's what Lord Buddha's talking about in line 38, in section 38, okay? People who saw emptiness directly, the ruler they use to deal with the world is emptiness, okay? The only tool they have is emptiness, okay? They use it for everything, okay? I need more money. My credit cards are maxed out. I just got bad news from Jigme. It's like, Geshe-la, you need some more money, okay? So what should I do? What should I use? Emptiness, okay? Oh, I'm hoping to have a good breakfast this morning. What should I use? Emptiness, okay? Okay, what's that mean, use emptiness? Well, that breakfast is not going to be made by me. I better make breakfast for somebody else. Then I'll get breakfast. You see what I mean? I need more credit card money. Well, I better raise some more money, okay? For other people. Okay, got it? Why? Because everything's empty. Nothing's coming from itself. Everything comes from helping other people. Okay, got it? That's your Swiss Army knife? You know this knife? It has can opener and knife and fingernail clippers and, you know, these special knives from Switzerland, right? Emptiness is your Swiss knife, okay? You can use it for everything, okay? Every problem you have, everything you want, use emptiness. That's what Buddha says in part number 38, okay? People who know what they're doing use emptiness, okay? That means they use the four steps. Got it? Everybody runs up to me between classes. Geshe-la, I have to ask you a question. I'm going to get a... Somebody, I think Peter told me, somebody told me I should get a tape recorder, put it in my this monk pocket. Now I understand why Lord Buddha put a pocket here. There's a... Supposed to put a tape recorder. Then people say, Geshe-la, I want to go... Wait, click. Use the four steps. Number one. Okay, then just turn it off. Then next person come. Geshe-la, I want... Wait. Use the four steps. Okay. Okay. Geshe-la won't answer my questions. Use the four steps. Okay, got it? That's all, okay? We're going to stop there. That's the Diamond Cutter Sutra. We're going to stop there. Part number 38. And this is where Master Kamala Shila starts to sound like Nagarjuna, okay? He says, nothing stopped. Use that. Use the nothing, okay? What's the nothing in practice? The four steps, okay? Use the four steps for everything, okay? All right.